He has been remanded in custody and we've been advised to apply for bail in the High Court. We had actually put a spirited fight to make sure that he is released today on the basis that the allegations laid against him by the state juxtaposed with the papers not disclosed an offense. But the judge disagreed with us and that meant placing him on remand. So what it means is we have to go and apply for bail at the High Court since the magistrate court has no jurisdiction to hear his bail application because the matter that he's facing is a serious one.
What is he being charged with now?
He's being charged with subverting a constitutionally elected government. It being alleged that he posted on social media quite a number of video footages where he was encouraging the masses of Zimbabwe to boycott such an instrument 16 of 2016, boycott bond notes, and also that on the 22nd of September, he mobilized the Zimbabweans from the all corners of the world to converge in New York for the purposes of humiliating the head of state and government of the Republic of Zimbabwe and forcing him to resign from a constitutionally elected position. So basically, those are the allegations.
What is his response to that?
He has naturally denied the charges, but we are applying for bail on Monday in the High Court of Zimbabwe.